Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
Here. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Hey, what's up? It is In This League right here.
What is up?
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Hi, how are you? What's going on? Happy weekend. Happy All-Star weekend. Ooh, my favorite weekend of the year.
It's your favorite. You love all the festivities.
You want to know why I like it so much?
Why do you like it so much? Because of fan voting, of course.
Because I don't have to set my lineups. And I don't have to pay attention for 4 days. I don't have to pay attention to anything because I don't care.
It's nice to get a break. You know, yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah, we all need a break. I could use a break right now. I don't have to pay attention to anything because... A, I don't care about the All-Star game. I'm into the Home Run Derby.
Home Run Derby's fun.
But I'm into it less. Why are there seven NL players and one AL player?
Who cares?
Is this basketball West versus East?
This is like the slam dunk contest. Just get the best dudes out there. Who cares?
Okay. Did they do that?
And they won't. I mean, they only get the guys that want to do it.
But did they do that? Do we need Schwarber out there?
No, they got the guys that... you like Schwarber. What's your problem?
I mean, I like
Schwarber
him,
was like number two behind Chris Bryant for you for a while. That's why I always called you a Cubs fan.
Yeah, I think he lost all that
You love
weight.
Javier Baez.
Yeah.
Oh, he lost all that still. Weight, so you're not into it. Eh. You only like BB, I guess it's not BBW. You only like BBM, Big Beautiful Men?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bartolo Colon. That's your guy.
I was just hearing a whole thing. Actually, you know exactly where I was hearing about BBW. You know what podcast I was listening to.
I went and looked it up. I'm like, maybe I could be into this. Then I looked. I'm like, nah.
Yeah.
Now, if they look like a female version of me, I just can't do it.
I mean, honestly, I think baseball has a thing for BBM, Big Beautiful Men. I mean, Bartolo Colon. Schwarber was much more likable, and then he lost all that weight.
Was he really more likable?
He was kind of laugh. It's like the Chow thing. Like, it's funny because he's fat. Like, that was kind of fun. But now it's you know what? Here's what it is.
I mean, we have talked about how Bartolo Colon is just the worst person, but it's funny because he grabs his gut and jiggles it, and he's a big fat dude rounding the bases. It doesn't matter that he's been suspended for steroids and has a secret family hiding in New York and all these crazy, really bad things. He can be a total POS. But, you know, he hits a homer and his gut jiggles, so it's okay.
Yeah. Well, you know? I mean, we would probably be a lot more popular if we embraced our weight as far as like we'll openly mock ourselves. But if we were to take funny pictures, people would love us more. But take Kyle Schwarber, for instance.
I'd rather kill myself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we are. But what I'm saying is with Kyle Schwarber, when he would pathetically go out and misjudge a ball and give up what should be a clear out as a double in the outfield. But Bogman, you're missing my point. When he was a BBM, it was funny. When he lost weight and he still can't do it, it's like, oh, he's actually just not really good. That's the
right.
Problem.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So as long as there's a little jiggle in them thighs and gut, you're into it. But if he's making mistakes as a skinny guy, no, thank you.
Who wasn't into Prince Fielder and the body issue? That BBM.
He's
a big,
why
beautiful man on the body issue.
That?
I wish they would just stop it. I really, really wish they would stop it. But I only care about the subsidiary things of the All-Star game. So, hey, cool. Futures game. Totally into that. We might talk about that a little bit later into the show. Home Run Derby? All right. That's fine. Would you be into like more of a skills competition? Like, how about this? How about players going up against the freeze? How about that?
I don't think most baseball players are going to beat the freeze. Billy Hamilton.
But see, that's the point, Bogman. We have a skills competition. We have how many homers can you hit against a 100-mile-an-hour pitch? You've got to beat the freeze. How many, I honestly, you know, the stuff they do between innings, I think that would be interesting for baseball players. Put all the baseball players in the,
how many in the Ho train can Daryl Strawberry run through in between an inning? Like that's like it's like a side quest on a video game.
Sure. That's what I was talking about. I wasn't about beating the freeze. I was talking about, WWE, the Ho train.
Meow, 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 meow.
What was that guy's name?
The Godfather, right?
I think you're right. I just typed in the Ho train. Yeah, there he is. Well, the Papa, Godfather. Like,
his original, when that guy came into the WWE, he was Papa Shango. And he was like the voodoo guy that was going up against the Undertaker. And like,
was he in the
Nation of
Domination?
That might have been the Undertaker. Dude, he was.
Do you want to know all his ring names?
Hold on. He might have been the Undertaker's first WrestleMania opponent.
That's a great question.
If you looked it up, it's Papa Shango versus the Undertaker.
Maybe.
Because I remember I was like five.
And well, here's I what I can give you. Here's a couple things. Here's WrestleMania. So first off, Papa Shango was the Godfather's second character.
Second character? Mm-hmm. Okay, what was his first?
I'm assuming they put these in order, by the way. Very first was Sir Charles, then Papa Shango. And
he's
then,
supposed to be like a Charles Barkley type of guy or something?
I guess, I don't know. And then it was Kama, and then Kama Mustafa, and then the Godfather. That's where he got there. Now, let's take a look down a memory lane here. Oh, yeah, this is what it was. Sir Charles was 1991. Let's see. At the suggestion of the friend, the Undertaker, he made his, what was it? So the Undertaker's his buddy brought him from Japan, and then he appeared actually in Tucson, Arizona as Sir Charles, a play on both his real name and the nickname of Charles Barkley.
Yeah,
very good.
See?
In 92, he became Papa Shango. And
92, so we were nine.
Shango was thrust into the spotlight almost immediately, running in on Hulk Hogan versus Sid Vicious in the main event by Hogan after he hit the big leg drop. Shango got to the ring late. Sid was forced to kick out of the leg drop to save the angle. Sid's manager, Harvey Whippleman, I don't know him, jumped on the apron. Shango was just getting into the ring. The Ultimate Warrior then returned to the WWF by running to the ring, helping Hogan against Sid and Shango. And then he did a whole bunch of other stuff. Why did we get onto the Godfather? Because the Ho train.
Because of the Ho train. I also listened to, I've been on YouTube. These videos keep popping up. You know how you get lost in the weird hole on YouTube where the rabbit hole where you just keep watching YouTube videos.
Which
I've been
tube?
Watching.
Oh, YouTube.
The that I'm talking about clean tubes now.
Right.
There's one called This Is Not Happening, and it's a Comedy Central show. And do you remember the guy Theo from Road Rules?
Mm-mm.
He's like Road Rules Real World Challenge Theo.
The only one that's still around anymore is The Miz. And speaking of WWE, he's like a big superstar in the WWE.
Well, this Theo guy is a stand-up comedian. And he was talking about how he was doing a bunch of blow with a Uber driver in Brooklyn or something. And then he was on Opie and Anthony the next day. And he's like, it's 4:00 in the morning and I have to be at Opie and Anthony at 6:30. So I just said, you know what? I'm going to do the rest of my blow and go to this thing. And he said, and the guest they had in was Daryl Strawberry.
Oh, well, I mean,
he's like Daryl Strawberry had been clean for 17 years at that point. And here I am, couldn't be more coked out. It was a really funny story that he had. And
Daryl could probably tell too. It's like one of those things like,
oh yeah.
You know, if you're off of something, like you can tell when someone else is on something. You can
right,
sniff it out.
Exactly.
You can smell it.
Sniff it out. And he's talking about how big his nostrils are. He's like, man, if I had my bag of cocaine, he could have done it from across the room. So, it was a whole funny story. I don't know where we got down the road on that. What were we talking about? How did we start this? The All-Star game. Skills competition. And I was trying to get Daryl Strawberry in there. With
yeah,
the
you're trying
That's
to create. Yeah, you're trying to create the Ho train competition. What I'm saying is I like the skills competition. I don't need like softball because no one's trying. I want versus the Freeze. I want them running in the president's outfits around the field. How about some blindfold?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yes.
I like that when they all have to be the sausages from Milwaukee or something.
Yeah, totally.
I guess they'd have to be the presidents because they're in D.C.
That's what I meant. Like, they'd be the presidents, but, like, put some money on it, like a charity, like $50,000 to charity in the president's race. How about that?
Yeah, and there could be a bonus for going under a certain amount of time.
Ooh, how about this?
In that outfit.
How about a fat race?
Oh,
like, just put the fat guys. Put the BBMs out there. Who are the fat guys left in baseball, by the way?
Bartolo Colon and Bartolo Colon. I mean, there's Moustakas? Plenty of fat guys we'd have to go through.
Does Moustakas count?
I don't think. Is he fat?
He's wide. He's angled like a rectangle or a square.
Pablo's still in.
Pablo Bartolo.
We need two more.
Moustakas.
Gattis? I mean, Gattis is just huge.
He's more thinned out a little bit. I don't know. There's a couple other portly gentlemen in baseball.
We're missing someone that couldn't be more obvious. And Kendrys Morales.
Nah, he lost some weight.
Fatty.
Yeah, he's doing that whole, like, as you get older, you're getting skinnier thing, which I'm not doing, which I wish I was doing. Waiting for that.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, the only reason I'll get skinnier is because I can't physically eat more.
You know, by the way, we're going to talk about more sports here, but, like, I was talking about this the other day with my wife. Is the determination that you've officially gotten old? I think I have it. I think I know what it is. Everyone says age is a number, and, you know, what is it? 30 is a new or 40 is a new 30, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
The
yeah.
minute you are becoming too old for this world is when you can live in a certain degree and then now everything is too cold. You know what I mean? You live in 74 degrees. Now 77's a little too cold for you. You're wearing more sweaters. You're taking blankets around with you more. There are people out here in Arizona, old people. It's like 82 degrees and they're wearing sweaters. My wife works with elderly care. And I'm like, well, that's I don't want to be alive anymore. That's when I don't want to be
alive. Because they're, you know, their blood pressure's lower. I mean, you know, it's like, what do they say? It's harder to. I guess it's harder to spoil the meat in the cold, so it wouldn't make sense for them to live out here. But you got to warm them up because their blood pressure's dropping.
It's 110
so
degrees
much.
Out. It's 110 degrees.
Yeah, out. I mean, at least 110 out every day. It's been ridiculous.
Well, we're going to talk about lots of stuff and things. Obviously, the All-Star game is going on this weekend. Sunday, we've got the Futures game. What is it? Is Monday the Home Run Derby?
Monday's the Home Run Derby.
Yep. Tuesday's the worthless game.
And Sunday is the day of rest.
Yeah. Well, no, Sunday is a futures
game. Sunday is a futures game.
Yeah, yeah. And then Wednesday is the day of rest, essentially. by the way, Friday the 13th. That happened. I realized that like late in the day. Remember when Friday the 13th was like a thing?
Yeah, I got to be honest with you.
Didn't even know it was.
I had no idea. Yeah. It was Friday the 13th yesterday. And I was driving around and everything. Oh, my God.
Remember that whole thing? So we've got the All-Star weekend that's coming up. So baseball's in that transition of the second half. There's a lot of trade rumors that are going on. This is a perfect time for us to talk baseball because we don't have a baseball podcast coming out on Monday. We're taking that off so we can talk here. A lot going on in football as well. You've got the retirement of a player that we sure didn't think because, oh, joy.
He's only 30.
We spent two different episodes of shows talking about him. There is absolutely basketball news. But let me set the table on this, Bogman. And I'm going to say this delicately. Who's having a worse week? LeSean McCoy or Papa John?
Oh.
I would say LeSean McCoy is facing much bigger, serious, more serious issues, especially
yes,
life issues.
Of course.
But Papa John, well, I guess both of them are seeing their worlds potentially crumble in front of them, but Papa John is watching it crumble in front of him at this moment.
Papa John is Brad Pitt at the end of Fight Club, just watching it all get blown up.
Good point. 100%. Has anybody had, maybe taking it away just a little bit from LeSean McCoy there, has anybody had a worst kind of just arrow trending? Papa John is cryptocurrency. That's what he is. Cryptocurrency is having a bad run of it. Remember when crypto, it peaked at the top? That was LeSean McCoy.
Because I was like, you know what? I'm going to wash my hands of this. I'm out. For me.
You weren't involved in it. But what I'm saying is last year when crypto was at its top, Bitcoin was at 19,000. That was Papa John getting a hug from Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl. Peyton Manning broke through a crowd to give Papa John a hug. Then all of a sudden, signs started to come, and it all started to trend down. And then as people were like, we got an issue here, all of a sudden Papa John's like, let me talk about politics. And then we get to hear what he likes to talk about when the media is not around. And guess what? He is losing everything. He has lost his stake in the company. He's out. They're taking, I think there was a Papa John's deal like everywhere in like every baseball stadium. Dude, and half of them are already out.
Half of them are already out. The NFL dropped his ass last year.
Yep.
And the Louisville Cardinal Stadium was named Papa John Stadium. They're out on that.
Most importantly here, Papa John's, Papa John's is out on Bogman. Because if Bogman doesn't get half off of Papa John's, he's not ordering it. So you just lost Bogman's sales.
And that's a big hit for the local Papa John's here, I'm sure. Because, you know, pizza delivery involves two of my favorite things, as my man Jim Gaffigan would say, eating and not moving.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
they need to change their name, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It they, can't they be, should be anything else.
Well, can't be Papa Murphy's.
Papa Pizza.
Yeah, whatever. You know, quick delivery pizza. Name it something random.
Political John's.
You know what they should have?
Politically correct
They
John's.
Should call it, you know, Liberty Pizza or Equal Pizza or something
equality
like that.
Pizza.
Equality Pizza. That's right. They should name it something like that. So just look, the crazy Papa John is not involved with us anymore. But I mean, I'm not going to pay full price for Papa John's. Well, I'm just not going to do it.
I mean, so, but especially now, though, right? Right.
Especially. Well, I mean,
mainly now.
Yeah, of course. Mainly now.
It's because of the political stuff. It's not because.
Yeah,
it's
I mean, I don't go to
Chick-fil-A
every week. So that's a whole thing. I mean, the chicken's too good. I'm sorry. I just can't handle it. But I used to like getting Papa John's because, hey, the day after the D-backs win, the day after the Suns win, which was rare last year, 50% off.
Yeah, well, it was delivered
it's
with
not
hate.
Not that way anymore.
It was delivered with hate. Was growing on. So we got a lot to talk about. There's LeSean McCoy news. There's other players around the NFL that were also getting into trouble. So don't go anywhere. It's In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll be back.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
We're back on the In This League train.
Go get Daryl Strawberry.
Woo! That's a great theme, by the way. On the break, we figured out what Papa John's can be. Papa Shango's.
Papa Shango's.
That's a new one. Excuse me, I'm trying to order the pizza train. Thank you for calling Papa Shango's. All our pizzas are on the train.
You would have to wear the weird voodoo paint and have the top hat with all the feathers in it.
Yeah, well,
like that's what every driver has to wear to your house.
I like that. I like that. Papa
it's too good.
Godfather. I like that. Are we going to get it again? I want to hear it. No?
Okay. I don't think so.
All right, well, there we go. Welcome back. It's In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, where you can listen to us in so many different places. If you listen to the podcast, you can catch it on Spotify, or you can listen to it just on demand on like iTunes or at the website. But you can listen to us live, not only on the free Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, but you can listen to us on TuneIn and the iHeartRadio. How about that, Bogman? How about
I
that?
I like that.
You gotta like that. So yeah, Papa John's can be Papa Shango. Much, much better history with Papa Shango than Papa John's now.
I mean, I don't know if Papa Shango's career went south so quick, but he was able to reinvent himself, just like we mentioned with Papa John. So like we said, Papa Shango's, coming to a door near you, and also 50% off after the D-backs win.
Well, they're going to be 100% off here soon if they don't get their business under control. I still can't get over that, like, everyone accepted that Peyton Manning sold every single one of his restaurants. He had like a
but
whole
that
bunch
was kinda
of them.
Quiet too, wasn't it? It was like
3 days.
I'm just gonna back on out of here. Yeah. See ya.
What was the thing that happened too? Because what was the thing Papa John's was doing? Weren't you telling me about this where he was putting like what people were losing from Obamacare or whatever on their receipt?
He said that he was gonna put whatever Obamacare was costing you on the receipt. Mm-hmm. So you would see what he has to charge you. Because, you know, and it's 14 cents or whatever it is. But that was going to go on the receipt because he didn't want it so bad. And it's kind of like, you know, and Michael Jordan had the best outlook on this that everybody did, because a lot of people said, hey, you know, why don't you stand up for more, you know, political things or social things? Michael Jordan, he said, hey, look, you know, Republicans buy sneakers, too. So
I'm too bad just being a bad father. That's all that I'm too bad. And a gambler. I mean, that's a little. What was he bad at? He was a bad husband, I think.
He was, well, the whole thing was
bad gambler.
Somebody thought that his father was killed because of a gambling debt or something.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was like a conspiracy theory. Like his dad was killed. And another conspiracy theory was you're gambling too much and it's going to cause too much trouble. So you have to leave the NBA for 2 years. That's Stern said that to him. So he left the NBA for 2 years, went and played baseball, and then came back. So, okay. I mean, this is like, you know, NBA conspiracy theories, like the frozen envelope for the, you know, the lottery and all that stuff. Like there's all kinds of those things.
Yeah, it's basketball. So around football, though, what's really interesting is a lot of different stories have been intertwining. So you had the LeSean McCoy stuff, which, I mean, I just don't, like, even want any piece of right now. It's a really, really messy situation. Incredibly horrific allegations from his ex-girlfriend's best friend, who posted horrible pictures and alleged from domestic abuse to animal abuse, child abuse to PEDs.
Steroids.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, but then there's just, we're never going to know the truth to that either.
Well, so then it's alleged to that he hired somebody to go in and attack her to steal something. And then he hired some like serious lawyer. And aren't they kind of turning it on her now?
There's a bunch of stuff to unwrap about the story. And that's what makes it so weird. Like, this isn't going to be just a NFL story really quickly. Like, because somebody's lying about something. Mm. Oh, there you go.
Okay. So something is going on. Not everything is adding up.
Something weird is going to happen. Yeah. And
this LeSean McCoy situation just seems off.
The collect call from LeSean McCoy.
I don't know where it's gonna go, but Instagram's involved. There's animals. It's a dirty situation.
It's produced by a bunch of people and me.
In this latest episode of the NFL Turns, the serial NFL conspiracies. All right.
So, I mean, because what could have happened was, and I mean, these are just theories at this point, right? Like, it sounds, and
all right,
what
Alex
it's made,
Jones, just get in there.
And what it's made to look, I'm not Alex Jones.
Lizard people! There's the lizard people that are. Go ahead.
Someone hired these people to come in and beat the crap out of his ex-girlfriend. And,
you know, like horrific too. If you've seen the pictures, it's like,
it's terrible. So, but it was also said that they were asking for specific things.
Yeah. He was asking for, because he had also filed a lawsuit against her to get her out of the house.
Well, not only to get her out of the house, but so they would be going to like events, like gala events and whatever. And these jewelry companies would, you know, they would lend out their jewelry for her to wear. But they would give the jewelry to him and he would have to then return the jewelry.
Yes, that's a con. Well, I didn't know that.
She wasn't giving up the jewelry. So that was – he was afraid she was going to take it and he was going to be on the hook for all this expensive-ass jewelry. So that was another thing that was in there. So there's not only the movement thing. There's also all of this jewelry. And the cops had been called out to the house because their relationship was over, but she had lived there for more than 6 months. And whichever state – I'm not sure where it took place, but most states have the
reminds me of that scene in Silicon eviction. Valley where TJ Miller yes. is like he's yeah. explaining to what's his name and right. he's like oh no, he's like I live here for next year and no rent,
yes,
thank you.
Yep.
And TJ Miller's exactly. like damn it.
That's exactly right. So he
Jing Yang, by the way.
Yeah. So he has to go through the eviction process because she's lived there for more than 6 months. So the cop said, hey, look, you know, you can't kick her out of, you know, the house because she's lived here for more than 6 months. But they did the cop thing. They said, look, do you have anywhere else to go? And she said, no, probably because she just didn't want to leave and have that place to live still. So he was in camp. He could not have physically assaulted her. But
well,
during
that's
that
not the, and those aren't the allegations. The allegations right, but, are that two like men came and did this. Right. And then she suspects that they were hired.
But there's also another thing that in that police report, when the cops were called to the house initially, he said, I'm afraid that she is going to steal this jewelry. And I'm also afraid because she's threatened to, you know, say things about me and ruin my career. So,
but did he say that because he knew they were true?
I have no idea. So, and no one does. And that's the thing, like, you know,
is he not going to get another trial is what I'm
saying. She could have been she could have been trying to blackmail him and he called her bluff and then she went through with this thing, or she could have said, "No, I'm not leaving and I'm taking this jewelry," and he sent these goons over to tune her up.
And
so
he
it's like
is,
someone's lying.
Well, and guess what? Out of here. I am so done with LaShawn McCoy. I'm just over. And by the way, I don't have an opinion one way or another. Guess what? Doesn't look good for LaShawn McCoy. That's where
right,
I sit
right.
with it.
I
is
mean,
he guilty? I don't know. They'll
yeah,
figure the stuff out.
This could be a Reuben fostering, but
yeah,
for
but I don't want to look at her and say, oh, she's faking this. I don't want to look at him and be like, well, he's 100% done it. It's just, you know what it is? It's a situation that I want no part of. And
you're
then
doing
when it,
the blackjack table, the,
yep,
you know.
Yep, clear my hands, both hands. You can see them on the cameras. I'm out of here. And
right.
beyond that, when it goes fantasy, we've kind of talked about this. I want nothing to do with LaShawn McCoy. There's too much risk. And the NFL is the biggest wild card of all. I mean,
as suspensions go, absolutely.
Anything. It's just rolling dice. I don't know what's going to happen. There is not a formula that the NFL has created where it's like, oh, yeah, we know what's going to go on. They just suspended a guy because they couldn't detect what the hell they found in him. They suspended Ezekiel Elliott when everything was dropped. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
I mean, there's it seems like it's the court of the NFL. I don't
Josh
know.
Josh Gordon can't play for 2 years because he smoked pot. And we are talking about singular games missed by men that are alleged to have domestic violence against their spouse. Like
and
the
this,
NFL, there's no one way or the other to predict what's going on. So for all intents and purposes, no thanks.
And this is the and this is going to be argued about during the next CBA, the collective bargaining agreement, that he just Roger Goodell can just not have this type of power to willy nilly suspend people whenever he wants because it looks
Didn't
bad.
Just give him a raise. Didn't they just give him a huge contract extension, like $25 million? And they're going to be like, eh, no, I don't
well,
think
he
so.
He gets like $35 or $40 million a year. He makes more than any of the players because, you know, he has to be, you know, accountable and put to blame for all these things that happen.
He's
so,
great
like,
at that.
He gets, well, he gets to, you know, get all this money to take all this blame. But okay, so getting back to just fantasy, right? Yeah. He's absolutely. You want to wash your hands from him, and,
yeah.
and I completely agree with that. But I mean, he could be innocent of this, or he might not even be innocent, but the NFL might not suspend him. Now,
well,
of course, morally, you know, blah, 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 whatever you want to do with your team. If you're out, this is too close. I completely understand that.
There have been reports, though, that have backed up what I said on our football podcast earlier in the week.
Oh, yeah.
Where the where I said, I don't see a scenario where LaShawn McCoy can play in the NFL if this isn't resolved. And it came out that the NFL, absolutely, they have that right to throw them on a paid leave of absence at their disposal. If I believe it's if there is a charge of animal abuse is one of them. There's domestic. I don't know if it's PED, but there's domestic. Obviously, the three of the four charges that were alleged against him along the lines. If they have case to believe any of those are true, just like the MLB did with Roberto Osuna, they could put him on a paid leave. I 100% know that is happening if there is not some form of a resolution, even to the point of saying like, oh, you know, this formally isn't happening or this over here. You know what I mean? Like if there's not, if this is going to a big court case, there's no chance he plays in the NFL without resolution. And that still leaves a huge question mark when some form of a resolution is out there. The NFL is brutally ridiculous with how they make their decisions. And that's why, like, why would you even bother?
And I understand, but I'm just gonna throw some names out here, right? So obviously Mark Ingram is suspended for the first four games.
Yeah.
So you're not taking him over Ingram, of course.
No.
Okay, because we know his suspension, we know when it is, blah, 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 blah. Marshawn Lynch.
I mean, I get what you're saying. We've talked about this, though, as well.
I'm just asking, he's floating around on the board. I know you want nothing to do with it, but there's going to come a point where you just say, hey, look, you know, if he gets cleared of all this tomorrow, I'm going to feel really stupid if I didn't take him over Rex Burkhead. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And we're talking about, well, that's funny, because Marshawn Lynch and Rex Burkhead are different to me.
They're only three spots away on the, I'm looking at standard, but it's, Marshawn is at 29 and Burkhead's at 32.
Yeah. So. I mean, if you're talking about like fifth, sixth round, you've already got a couple starters. Yeah, you could take the risk. I mean, I suppose the risk is minimal. Right now, that risk makes more sense. I do feel like there's going to be more information that's going to come out. I just don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it matters because people get the itchy trigger finger when you get around that third, fourth round and a player like his is still out there. Have you looked at, I'm going to look at running back ranks on Fantasy Pros because he was dropping just the other day when this was going
down. He's at 14 right now in standard running back ranks. 14th. He's behind Jordan Howard and ahead of Christian McCaffrey.
I saw 13 in standard and he is down 15 in PPR.
I'm looking at it right now. It's 14 in standard and I don't have PPR pulled up.
Okay, well, I got 15. So he's dropped below Lamar Miller and Joe Mixon. Now, another really interesting thing that popped up and something that we've had a couple different guests on. We just did an episode, if people want to go listen. It's a running back facts episode with Chris Harris, from formerly of ESPN and famously now of the Harris Football Podcast and all the great stuff he does. We have that episode up. And then we also had Joe Dolan on the Full 60 Fantasy Football show on Fantrax that we do with Joe Pizzapia. Both times Murray came up and DeMarco Murray came up in a conversation that could be a replacement to a player like LeSean McCoy. And DeMarco Murray had just as of recently been kind of rumored that, okay, he's talked to some teams. Maybe something would be floating soon. We've talked about the potential value. Well, Friday he drops bomb, 30 years old, and he's retiring from the NFL.
I'm very surprised at this because, there's other guys that, I mean, Jamal Charles is trying to come back, right? And he's gone through horrific injuries. There's other guys. Adrian Peterson still wants to play. You know what I mean? Like, these are older guys that have gone through some injuries or, like Peterson, some suspensions and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So I was just very surprised to see him go, yeah, you know what? I'm just done. I don't know. I mean, I know training camp is really tough. Maybe he just was,
got the money, want to walk away, remembering, what tomorrow looks like and what yesterday happened yesterday.
Yeah.
And remember his family, and maybe he had an offer out there. I tend to think these guys at this age,
I'll never give anybody crap for it, for walking away from the NFL, because it's brutal.
Well, and I think what we see too is, there's so many NFL players that are getting these high position spots. If a guy can go make $1 million, $1.5 million off the field, maybe with a TV deal, maybe with a couple other little things. So it's like I can make $1 million to $1.5 million and not beat up my body, or I can go make $4 million playing in the NFL. At this point, I think these guys that have accomplished what they want, if they're not going to be in a situation, DeMarco Murray probably doesn't, didn't see a spot where it's like, I'm going to go win a ring. I'm going to go be a starter in the NFL, and I'm going to go get the money that I want. I don't think any of those things jumped up to him. So if you have any organization, NFL Network, you know, who knows what he's doing on the, the side? You know, maybe he's an e-gamer type of guy, and there's situations like that out there. There's a lot of opportunity from podcasting to esports,
coaching,
to television, to coaching that could be out there, and there's a lot of money to be spent. He walks away from the game, and unfortunately, it's a very NFL-centric thing now where, I mean, we're not seeing – baseball players are coming into their prime at 30 years old. You got players like LeBron James that are going to probably play till they're 40. The NFL – 30 is the twilight of a career.
Especially
at this
running back. Like, especially a running back, because running back, you take more hits than any other position. So, or more hard hits. I guess offensive, defensive linemen probably take more hits, but, you know, they're on top of each other to start the play.
Little, but these running backs, pansy quarterbacks, not getting hit.
Wussy kickers. Look here, punter. Get out of here, boy.
Get out of here, Andrew, or Vinatieri. You're not going to play until you're 45. Get hit. One hit, he's out. He's gone. All right. We'll be back. We got a lot more to talk about. There's a lot going on around the NFL, MLB, NBA. We're going to talk about all of it. So don't go anywhere. That's Scott Bogman. I'm Chris Welsh. This is In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
It's In This League.
You've got to come back with me.
Where?
Back to In This League.
Great Scott!
Who wants to go to a 2018 World Series game? I know it
this
was
guy.
The Cubs. Wasn't it the Cubs in Back to the Future?
Yeah. I think the Cubs won it the same year that the Back to the Future predicted it.
We'll see. There you go. Well, I don't know what they would have predicted for this one, but you have a chance to go to a 2018 World Series game. Tune in to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network between July 8th and July 17th. You only have a few more days because we're going to be playing the DKMS Trivia Challenge for your shot to call in with a chance to attend the Fall Classic in person. The number to play is 844-843-6879. Write that down. 844-843-FNTSY. The contest is sponsored by DKMS. They're looking for your help in the fight against blood cancer because for many patients, a bone marrow transplant is the best chance for survival. The only chance. While 30% of patients can find a matching donor in their families, that would leave 70 that cannot. $14,000 each year must rely on a stranger to step up and donate. So find out how you can help the cause and go to dailyroto.com/DKMS. That's dailyroto.com/DKMS. The DKMS Trivia Challenge only through July 17th. So call in and win. Got to win them tickets for show.
Best part is you'll be able to meet Bogman and the Welsh because one of them games is going to be in Arizona during the World Series.
Yeah,
at least
are
one.
They? You think so?
That's right.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. I didn't predict it, so it's actually not, because I have predicted the last two World Series winners.
I don't even remember who you predicted. You predicted the Nationals.
I think
year.
I
that's
did
going
pick
terrible
the Nationals
for you.
That's not good. I picked.
Yeah, that's really not good as of right now.
I mean, Cubs and Astros were just money picks by me.
They were good picks.
Not good this year.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's plenty of time. Like, you know, they can, if any team can turn around, you know, they'll get Strasburg back to for what, 4 or 5 starts at least before he gets hurt. He gets hurt again.
You're just the most hateful Strasburg person.
And Atlanta and Philly are ahead of them. So that if Machado doesn't go to Philly, you got a chance. So.
I know we're going to talk about something here fantasy related, but why did Fox hire Jeff Fisher?
Or they want to go 8-8. Fox wants to go 8-8, man. So they got to get back up to 500.
That's a CBS move to hire Jeff Fisher, not a Fox move. Fox is all or
Fox
nothing.
Fox makes some really bad moves. Remember when they hired Mike Vick?
Well, yeah. I was about to say they hired LeSean McCoy at this point. So that's a Fox move, I'm saying.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying Jeff Fisher is not a Fox move. That is a CBS move, 100%. What does Jeff Fisher bring to the table besides mediocrity?
a weird voice.
A horrible mustache.
Just think of those quarterbacks they had when the Rams were so terrible, man. They had Jared Goff and Case Keenum on that roster.
It's like an unfunny Nick Offerman that they're putting out there.
If Nick Offerman was just a dude.
Well, if he had no sense of humor and they would put him on to analyze football.
Oh, that's a great take right there. Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, I think they just want to go 8-8. So
I don't need to bring
Jeff Fisher in.
I don't want to be that guy either, because then we sound like the angry radio type of guy. But like I can appreciate them bringing on like personalities from the NFL and stuff. But I also think they're really like dumbing down the product a bit, which sounds odd because you're bringing on like smart people who have played in the game. But you just like when you don't have professionals that know how to entertain and know how to just drive conversation, I feel like you really start to lack when that's what that stuff is built around. They're built
around
how
many people are going to fall asleep when Jeff Fisher is on Fox and John Fox is on ESPN.
Oh my God,
right?
Dude! Do you remember also when the NFL ESPN was like, hey, let's have Emmett Smith, Jerry Rice, and you know Chris Carter all on, and it's like,
oh my God,
Chris Carter was the only
one that could speak.
It's like screaming into a void, and Jerry Rice and Emmett Smith don't know how to talk, and it's just got these great names, people will watch. I don't think so. I don't think you need four former NFL players that played 2 years ago to get on there. You know, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, that's a great combination. You know,
Dion, I'm not the biggest Dion fan, right? But I get why he's entertaining and why
people
like
him. He puts butts in seats. But see, he's the outlier. He's the guy that has created entertainment.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you got to at least market test these guys because, I mean, Jerry Rice, best NFL player ever, possibly the worst hire that any station could have had.
Well, Emmett
right?
Smith.
Emmett Smith was also horrible.
How horrible is Jason Witten going to be? I mean, is he going to be good?
I think Witten can be good. Like I think those guys can be good in the booth.
We don't need a Cowboys starting lineup in broadcasting, by the way. Daryl Johnson, Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, Jason Witten. We can do without a couple Cowboys. There's a couple other entertaining people out there.
Yeah, I don't know, man. And why does Troy Aikman look like he smoked all of the weed before every single game?
By the way, this will ruin your life. Have you ever seen the Troy Aikman Jay-Z picture side by side?
No.
Type it in.
Oh, my God. Do they look exactly the same?
Type it in right now. Troy Aikman, Jay-Z lookalike. And it's a side by side picture. I'm looking at it right now.
I'm just
going to
go on Twitter. Troy Aikman, Jay-Z.
I don't know if it's going to come up. I have the picture that you need to see, so let me see if it'll... It is unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Are you seeing the one?
Yeah, Aikman specifically looks like Jay-Z in this picture.
He looks identical. It is weird. Troy Aikman's a weird dude, man. He's a weird dude overall. Now, someone did a half and half on them. They're just like the same person. I love it. But yeah, I don't know.
I see the half and half.
Yeah, that's a funny one. I don't know. Like, it's coming from somebody that, you know, we speak on the radio. I've been on radio for a long time. We do podcasting. So, sure, we're going to feel like that. But, like, I don't know. There's a lot of entertaining people out there. I hate that sports media has turned, I almost lost $100.
Turned
some of these idiots like Cowherd and Skip Bayless and guys like Stephen A. Smith. Like, what they've done to those guys is they've essentially made non-sports personalities forced into the crazy over here to the left or right, have to say outlandish things. What was it? Jason Whitlock had some comment that LeBron's only going to LA because he's going to run for president in a couple years and this, that. Like, if you don't play sports and you want to be on on or in sports media, especially on television, you have to have crazy outlandish theories. And then they just let NFL, NBA, MLB players just kind of be themselves and have the analysts. There should be a balance again. There are some good personalities.
We need the best damn sports show period back.
Well, we go back to that whole thing where I was tweeting at Tom Arnold. Exactly. We just need the best damn sports show. It's a combination of all those guys. But there are, like, I don't think Colin Cowherd and Skip Bayless and them had to go that way. There was a time where, what was it? Is it Pardon the Interruption?
Pardon the Interruption.
That was interesting. You know, they had
Kornheiser and Wilbon. Yeah.
Well, no. What was the other one? Where
Around the Horn.
Around the Horn with the big ears, right?
I don't think Big Ears was on that. That you're talking about the
Tony Reale?
Kellerman started it. And
you
then,
really pronunciated that Kellerman.
Kellerman. Kellerman started that, but then Reale took over. Reale ran it. I think he might still run it.
I like
it. I haven't watched it in 100 years. I saw.
Oh, wait, no, I like Andrew Siciliano.
Yeah, Siciliano's the best.
Reale's got a smile that I don't trust.
Reale's fine.
And when he smiles, I'm like, I don't trust you.
Reale's like, you know, the guy who's an intern, and they're like, well, we can't make him an intern anymore, so put him on here.
Yeah, we don't have anyone else, and no one else will do it for this price, so we'll put him on.
I mean, probably does it better than I would do it.
But I'm saying there was a time where what they did is they were creating, I mean, these were a lot of sports journalists and whatnot, but you were able to create some personalities out of that. And personalities kind of naturally started to kind of come up. But literally, name me media personalities right now on television that don't have outlandish takes. Otherwise, what they are is a host that says, hi, welcome back. Charles, what do you have to say? Hi, welcome back. Let's see what Dan Marino has to say.
I think that's part of it is, you know, those guys don't want to say anything and nobody knows them. But the people that have those outlandish things, they're more about being famous. So they or popular to get more money or whatever it is. So they don't care. Like, I don't know that Colin Cowherd actually cares about sports, to be honest.
Maybe,
with you.
But also if I don't think if the pressure were built, I wonder if the pressure weren't built that these guys have to like the negative reaction, like, you know, what do they say? There's no.
So wait a minute.
Publicity.
I'm sorry. I have to ask you something.
Yeah.
Who do you want to do these things? Because you don't like it when the journalists have outlandish opinions, but you don't like boring ass Jeff Fisher, who was in the game.
But what I'm saying is what I think is happening is it feels like to me that these, whether it's journalists or non-sports personalities that are in sports media, you're not going to be anybody unless you say
something crazy.
Unless you are an insane person. Unless you say that Scottie Pippen was better than LeBron James. Like,
nobody wants to hear about the fireman saving the girl from the tree or the kittens or anything, or, you know, that no nice stories. Nice stories are boring. They're boring as hell. But, you know, get a murder in the area and everybody can panic about it, then that's what they do. You know what I mean? And that's like in our neck of the woods, the most recent thing I've heard is the dangerous heat, the dangerous heat. Yeah, sure, people will die from the heat, but that's because those people are idiots. Like, normal people don't go out and die in the heat. You know what I mean? It's not really dangerous. Most people have air conditioning or drink water, and they're fine.
I mean, hey, listen, you know what? It's interesting you say that, because I guess at the end of the day, I guess I'm getting to a bigger point where it's like, it's almost like quality.
You don't like the media.
I don't think, but it's quality has taken.
It's the lizard people running everything into the ground.
Table, it's
the
lizard people. But what I'm saying is like all of sports media, whether it's radio, I'm not saying this station, but if it's radio, if it's television, any sports medium, the quality has taken a hit for a numbers game. There are other outlets that are putting on non-qualified people to speak where there are really good qualified people that can entertain, but it's for a name value. We've seen actors that have gotten radio shows. We've seen other type of people that have gotten radio shows.
Remember when LeBron James was in that Amy Schumer Dreck? What was it? The one with Bill Hader?
Oh, well, I'm not talking about movies, though. What I'm talking about...
What I'm saying is I'm sure there's a better actor than LeBron.
Well, no, but they were specifically designed as a sports athlete. What I'm saying is then they would replace, Jim
Bill
Rome.
Hader with Ray Allen.
No, but I'm not talking about movies. I'm talking okay. about radio. I'm talking about television. I'm talking about analysis.
Just sports in general. Sports media.
Sports okay. media. And the only things that play are if you have the name value, which I can totally understand. But the name value doesn't necessarily even come from a game. It's coming from different personalities. It's coming from actors and other venues. And it the built personality, there's a lot of interesting like radio personalities that have built themselves over the years, but it just it's not
I think the nice thing about hiring Jeff Fisher or hiring these guys is if they don't work out, they don't work out and they move along because there's only so many of those jobs available, right?
They pay him $1 million. They're like, hey, you got your former coach.
But if he's boring, he's going to be gone very, very quickly. How many of those clowns have been in and out of there? You know,
I guess what I'm saying is why
Hines
can't you
Ward
have
for NBC and he was boring and now he doesn't.
Why
you know
can't
you
have two fat podcasters who play serial music when they're talking about a story is what I'm trying to say. Does that not play on NFL Network? Does that not play? But you know what? The last thing I can think of, the basketball, for some reason, is the only one that's broke through there. How about The Starters? Weren't The Starters just a podcast?
Yeah. The Starters are great.
And then they just became a thing. And there's a couple other basketball venues of person. For whatever reason, basketball has really embraced personality. There's a guy, Zach Harper. You know, he does a bunch of different shows. Rob Perez, Worldwide Wob. You know, he is like just embraced around the basketball community, and he's just a personality online. And it's like we're missing that across sports, and basketball is the only one that has semi-embraced it.
And I think especially in baseball because, like, you know, who's the most edgy person they put on in baseball is
Eric Burns,
and Eric Burns sucks.
He sucks. I hate his face. I hate everything about him. He sucks. So, but you know what? You know what's unfortunate? He's actually probably the most entertaining. Here's what's happened. Harold Reynolds has been away from the game for so long that he's morphed into his own version of guys like Stephen A. Smith, where he calls every draft pick in the MLB draft the next Bo Jackson.
Oh, my God.
Says
he always
things.
Calls them Mike Trout. I remember when he's calling Byron Buxton the speedier Mike Trout.
Took him
that's
15
all
years
to
become Skip Bayless, and that's what's happening. But that's all that anyone has to provide. That was one thing I always, I guess, loved about the Best Damn Sports Show is there was this, like, you know, four or five guys. Sometimes you'd have an actor in there. You'd have, you know, Tom Arnold. You'd have guys from different sports, and there would be a lot of kind of argument. I don't know if it's like ESPN or Fox or something like that. They have, I mean, we're just going straight out here, blasting. They've got a show where they put like an NFL, an MLB, and a basketball, NFL, baseball, and basketball, all three of them doing some weekend show. It is one of the worst radio shows I've ever heard.
Is that the one with Donovan McNabb?
No.
I mean, McNabb's just terrible.
Danny Graves. Danny Graves is on it. I don't know the other guys. It is such a bad listen. All the guys, they're all on ISDN, and they have four-second delays between them. And it's just they're just taking, all right, cool, we got this concept. We'll put them all together. They're not good. None of them are that good. And you put three – there's no person driving it.
To be honest,
it's crazy.
I think you're right, and this is the reason why sports podcasts are becoming so huge is because the things that the national radio has put out, and that's why this station has been good because most of it is just, you know, dudes doing their own thing that are really good and entertaining in radio.
Yeah, and you don't
that's
want
why d- this has become bigger and bigger and bigger.
And you don't
because
want just,
this is what the people want.
Yeah,
they don't
want like
Jeff Fisher.
Random dudes doing it. You want people that are good. You want to know what I think might be the best show that has built a combination of a personality, you know, a media personality with a mm-hmm. sports personality. And I don't know if you're going to like this.
Uh-oh.
Sims and Lefko.
I don't like Sims.
Adam Lefko. Lefke, however you say his name, and Chris Sims, They have a podcast.
Must be great if you don't know his name. Come on. Don't sit here on our show and talk up Chris Sims. I won't have it.
I'm sorry.
I won't have it.
He's entertaining.
We got to go on to the next thing. We got to talk about anything if you're going to talk about how great Chris Sims is.
But I'm saying
I cannot do it.
But see,
I can't have him.
He's one of those guys you listen to because you don't like him.
No, I don't listen to him because I don't like him.
Is a good show. They've built the combination. But guess what they didn't do? They didn't put Chris Sims with another son of another quarterback. They didn't go get Elway and Sims or whoever the hell else. There's some other stupid kid quarterback out there. They didn't do that. They put a media personality with a sports athlete that had a personality, and it worked. There's a whole lot that don't. All right, don't go anywhere. That's hour one. We got a whole lot more to talk about, so don't go anywhere. That's Bogman. I'm the Welsh. It's not, Steve Young and Joe Montana's kid. Sorry, guys, but we'll be back. It's In the Sleeve.